that it should stop. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Chun Wei stares at the embroidery needle clutched between his fingers, the fabric bunched up in his lap. With a start, he realizes that he's fisted his other hand in the fabric and lets go quickly. He should be more careful. He'll just ruin his work like that. His fingers ache sharply as they try to hold on to the needle, and with a small gasp he lets needle and thread fall down. Chun Wei? Jiayuan asks, looking up from his phone. He's sitting with his back against the armrest of the couch, one knee bent and his other bare foot tucked between Chun Wei and the couch. Chun Wei startles at the question, and that probably gives too much away. Slowly, he turns his head to look at Jiayuan. His fingers ache like someone has pushed needles into them. His bones feel hollow, Chun Wei thinks. That's ridiculous. Jiayuan had asked him after the first time he'd seen Chun Wei working with yarn and needle, if Chun Wei hadn't learned some kind of power over the years that would let him do the embroidery faster and more easily. For a moment, Chun Wei had thought about lying, even for such an insignificant thing as that. He'd felt nauseous for a moment at how easily he takes to lies whenever Jiayuan asks him something. So he'd admitted that, yes, he did know a power that would do it for him, because he didn't need to lie about that. "Why do you do it by hand, then?" Jiayuan had asked curiously. There'd been no judgment in his expression, and Chun Wei had wondered if he knew how very close to lying Chun Wei had been. Jiayuan can tell more often than Chun Wei would want him to. "Because I can," Chun Wei had said after a moment, and let Jiayuan draw his own conclusions. By now, he's told Jiayuan about how he'd learned embroidery as a child from his grandmother before she died. He had known when he'd answered that first question, that he had already told Kunlun once, so very long ago, that Jiayuan would know about it when he caught up with Chun Wei in the timeline. Jiayuan frowns worriedly at him, before letting his phone drop down on the couch. He pulls his foot away from Chun Wei, and Chun Wei feels the loss of that small touch like a stab. He tries not to let it show. Jiayuan shifts his feet and moves to sit next to Chun Wei, not quite touching him. Chun Wei wants to lean into Jiayuan's warmth, wants to... But somehow, he can't make himself, and he only watches Jiayuan carefully. Jiayuan smiles gently at him. "You're hurting, aren't you?" Chun Wei had tried to hide it, but of course, eventually Jiayuan had noticed. He's too observant for Chun Wei to be able to hide forever. But they haven't really talked about it, because Chun Wei doesn't know what to say. It's just a thing that is, has always been. There's nothing much to say about it. Chun Wei knows the bad days have been coming with more frequency lately, and sooner or later Jiayuan will bring it up. Chun Wei still hasn't figured out what he should say when he does. The silence has stretched out too long, and Chun Wei knows Jiayuan expects something, and he nods quietly. "Will I hurt you if I touch you?" Jiayuan asks, his voice wavering just a bit. "Oh," Chun Wei thinks, and the sharp stab in his heart is almost enough to overshadow the hollow ache in his bones. That's why Jiayuan isn't... Chun Wei lets himself close that small gap between them, leaning in against the warmth of Jiayuan like every part of him wants to. It's such a relief that he can't quite stop the little noise that escapes his lips. Jiayuan takes Chun Wei's hands gently. He runs his fingers over Chun Wei's carefully. Jiayuan's touch burns against his skin, and it both hurts and soothes at the same time. Chun Wei doesn't want to know if one day the pain will be too much to endure, even for Jiayuan's touch. "Maybe the embroidery isn't for today," Jiayuan suggests carefully. Chun Wei gasps, the words feeling like a very precise stab into his heart. "Because I can," he'd told Jiayunlan once, knowing that there would be a day when he couldn't anymore. Tears sting at Shenwei's eyes and he tries to blink them away before Jiayunlan can see. He can't explain. Not now. Not yet. Jiayunlan strokes Shenwei's fingers gently. Can you teach me how to do it? Jiayunlan asks. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll never be as good as you, he adds quickly, with a small self-deprecating laugh. But I can try. When you... The tears suddenly spill over, and Shenwei can't stop the sob from tearing out of his throat. He buries his face against Jiayunlan's neck, and Jiayunlan lets go of Shenwei's hand so he can hug Shenwei close. His embroidery project, forgotten on Shenwei's lap, will really be wrinkled beyond belief, Shenwei suddenly thinks. It doesn't matter. Shenwei has a power to solve that too. I'm sure you'll be very good, Shenwei manages to whisper between sobs. Jiayunlan hups out a small laugh and hugs Shenwei tighter. The end.